the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Doctors who are carrying out aesthetic procedures like Botox and Dermafiller say that they're increasingly dealing with the fallout of botched procedures. They also have concerns about the rise in teenagers that are opting for aesthetic treatments, with calls for stronger legislation to protect young people. To discuss this, I'm joined by Dr. Katrina Kieran, who's an aesthetic practitioner and vice president of the Irish College of Aesthetic Medicine. Katrina, if I could ask you first of all, baby Botox obviously been in the news quite a bit today. Just to set it out for the listeners, what is baby Botox?
So firstly, Botox itself is a prescription item, and we inject it into the muscles. This helps the muscle to relax, and that allows the skin time to heal over the top of it. Baby Botox is one of those terms that personally I absolutely hate, but we do have a lot of conversations about it over time. It is a prescription item, so it's a medical procedure that you're having. And with that, there is a dose, a minimum dose that is needed. So say, for example, if you were to take a paracetamol, you need 2 tablets for it to work if you're an adult, and that is the amount that is needed. For Botox, for the muscle to stop it moving in and out and to relax it, we need a particular amount of that, and that is the minimum level that you're going to be using. So the term baby Botox, I feel it's just a marketing term that is out there, and I feel it's in particular to kind of bring in that younger cohort that probably don't even need the treatment in the first place. And it should be, if you are getting the treatment, it should be tailored to you. It should be tailored to the aesthetic that you want, but mainly it should be tailored to your muscles, and it should be specific to you.
Because on the face of it, it sounds kind of light and inoffensive, this idea of baby Botox. You're not going the full step, you're just kind of dipping your toe here.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think we have moved towards a more natural look overall in the industry. You used to kind of see, you know, those American celebrities, their face would be completely frozen and nothing was moving and they almost looked kind of plastic. The technology we have out there and even the different types of neurotoxin, which Botox is a brand of that, they've changed dramatically even over the last 9 years since I've been in the industry. The products that we had when I started are very different to the ones we've used today. So you can get a really natural look. And I think baby Botox, it nearly just takes away from the fact that this is a procedure that you should think about. You should take care with it and you should seek someone who is properly trained in what they're doing.
And traditionally, we would have associated the idea of Botox with people probably kind of 30s being the minimum when this happens. Then we started to hear about people in their 20s. Now we're starting to hear about this with teenagers. And obviously, this has put this into the news today as well, that there are teens who are now already looking at fillers and potentially getting Botox at a very young age.
Which is absolutely terrifying, and particularly with teenagers. I mean, most of the time, they don't know what they, you know, they don't know the long-term consequences of this. And when you're 15, 16, how would you? You don't have the life experience that goes with it. And the way I think of it is when I was 15, 16, we went along and we used to get maybe another piercing in our ears. I mean, not a huge amount can go wrong with that. I'm aware something can do. But if you're getting fillers and you're getting that from an unregulated practitioner, there is so many things that can go wrong. And these are the people that aren't protected by our legislation currently. I mean, you can also get adults and they're going to, you know, the lady around the corner, they're getting really cheap product and really, you know, that person's not qualified, but they will have made a decision about that. And I feel if you're older and doing it, you can make that decision a little bit more effectively. Whereas younger people, they don't have the life experience and they don't know that this could particularly, you know, if something goes wrong, they could be left with that scarring for the rest of their life. And while the products are great and if they're used in the correct hands, they can really help someone with self-confidence. They can make people feel better. But the same can be said on the other side. If you get something done and it's done incorrectly, that can dramatically change your appearance and that can have huge mental effects while that is either wearing off or in the longer term, if it isn't something that can be reversed.
How loose are the regulations around this? Because I've been reading today about people purchasing products online, effectively from the black market, and also this idea, particularly when it came to fillers, that maybe somebody would go to the UK, do a course over a few days or even one day, and then potentially come over here and be putting fillers into people's faces.
So the regulations are slightly different between the two things. So as I mentioned earlier, Botox is a prescription item. So you can only buy that on prescription if you're a doctor or a dentist or a nurse under the supervision of a doctor or dentist. So I purchased that with a prescription from a regulated pharmacy. It has come from a pharmaceutical company. I know exactly what's in it. I have a lot number. It's traced. I know exactly what's in that product and I know how much of it I'm injecting. Fillers, they're class 3 medical devices. So what that means is the legislation around them is very loose and anyone can purchase them. You are supposed to be using that in individuals who are over 18. But again, if you're just buying this off the black market and you're injecting it, you probably don't care that there is some loose regulations that are out there. If you put into Amazon and you looked up dermal filler, you'll see hundreds of results coming back. If you just Google that, you'd be able to purchase them and have them in the morning. You can watch a YouTube video and you can start injecting. And the problem with that is if you go to someone who is a non-medical practitioner, you don't know, firstly, what they're putting in, what that product is. If something goes wrong and you come to someone like me who is correcting it, I don't know what that product is and I don't know whether that can be remedied. But the other issue then is the person that you went to who's non-medical, they may not be able to recognize that something has gone wrong. So if you have an infection or a vascular occlusion, which is where the blood supply is cut off to the face, the person may not notice that. Or even worse, I have had cases where people have tried to contact them. The Instagram page has gone down or they're just not answering their phone call. The things that we use then to remedy that, if it were to happen, they're prescription items. So, you know, they're the likes of your antibiotics, your Hylase, which is the product that we can use to dissolve it. They are all prescription items. So that person's not going to be able to get them. So they're not going to be able to fix the problem if you get one. And then you can end up, you know, in an already overcrowded A&E system, or you're contacting someone like the likes of me and hopefully they'll be able to help you.
Because you had a 15-year-old come in for a corrective procedure where they had got filler and there were items that had gone in. Effectively, they were left with a scar for life even after you worked on them, weren't they?
Absolutely. And this is the thing that I always sticks in my head. So when I'm talking about, you know, your 15-year-olds used to be getting their ears pierced. So she went along with friends of hers. She paid €60 for the treatment. And to give you context on that, the filler that I purchased, that alone cost me an awful lot more than that, somewhere in the range of kind of 100, €150. Then you have your gloves and all of that. So if this person is only charging €60, they're still making a profit off that. So that kind of gives you context of how much that product actually cost them in the first place. Then they're injecting it. They don't know where they're injecting it. So that girl, I was able to dissolve some of it, but there were still little balls that were left in her lip. And when I opened the back of the lip to take them out, they were actually solid spheres that were almost kind of plastic-like. And, you know, that can be injected anywhere and we actually can't fix it. So I ended up stitching up the back of her lip and she's left with permanent scarring and that will be there for the rest of her life.
Which is terrific. When it comes to legislation, I believe a lot of it goes back to around 2006, 2007 when it was drafted. Is it a case of some of this legislation is now pretty much out of date and needs an update?
Absolutely. In 2006, 2007, cosmetic medicine was not what it was today. It wasn't readily available. And it was more so that people were getting it done, you know, when they were older. And it really wasn't on the high street. We didn't have social media. The legislation is not fit for purpose anymore. And it really, really needs to be updated. We need to have better protection for people. And in the article there, I mentioned the Brazilian bum lift. So last year in the UK, Alice Webb passed away from getting that done. It's a really high risk procedure. But we've also had a case here where a well-known influencer, she ended up in hospital for 10 days and the recovery lasts an awful lot longer after that. And you can die very easily from things like a Brazilian butt lift. So to see that even being talked about on social media is absolutely terrifying.
Dr. Katrina Kiernan, many thanks for joining us on The Last Word on this Monday.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.